A biologist with the State Division of Wildlife Resources, Darren DuBois, said he was not involved with the shooting incident July 10th, but he knows about the background of the bear that was killed.
That is in our region, and I do know that we've been trying to catch that bear. It's an instance where the bear had visited the camp a few times, and we'd actually chased the bear with dogs to try to discourage it from coming back in, and I guess it did come back last week and was shot by one of the adult leaders there at the camp.
He said the attraction of food leads to most cases of contact between bears and humans.
In nearly every instance where we have a bear that gets into trouble with people, it's because there's some sort of food source involved. And bears are very opportunistic. They're omnivorous, which means, you know, that they'll eat just about anything that has some food value. And so, you know, it's really easy if people leave food around for a bear to come in and get that. It doesn't take a lot of calories to take that food.
It's important to follow the rules to keep your camp clean.
Keep their food locked up in the car or in a tree, in some sort of container that limits the amount of smell that can get out. Burn the food off of grills, you know, keep them hot and make sure any residues are burned off, and just really make food unavailable for bears, especially keep things out of tents and that sort of thing, because bears are generally feeding in the early morning and at night when we would be asleep. And so, you know, if you've got something that smells good in your tent, a bear is, if it's going to come in to the camp, it's going to come in at that time of night and may try to get into your tent. They don't ask nicely. They're not very polite way.
The other fatality was very unfortunate, DuBois said, and a rare circumstance. It occurred in the UNS as DWR personnel were tranquilizing female bears and tagging them with radio collars to keep track of their movements and population.
We tranquilized the bear. In that case, it was a male, so we don't collar males. We just collar females. And that bear, when we tried to reverse the drug, didn't come out of the anesthesia. It died. So that's a fairly rare thing. It happens occasionally. We try to be really careful, and of course, there's a lot of effort that goes into that. We hate to see that ever happen. We've sort of reassessed and made sure that we're doing everything that we can to make sure those bears survive.
The bear likely died, he said, because of an individual bad reaction to the tranquilizer.
The dose was what we've traditionally used, and sometimes even with people, there are individuals that are more sensitive to anesthesia. I mean, every year there are a number of people that die on operating tables just because they're extra sensitive. And so we think that's probably what happened with this bear. It just was extra sensitive. It was fine through the procedure. When we reversed it was when we ran into trouble. And the disadvantage with a wild animal like that is when you anticipate it's coming out of anesthesia, you don't want to really be standing next to it, you know, monitoring. So you kind of have to stand back and watch. And when we realized there was a problem, we ran in and tried to revive the bear, but at that point it was too late.
DWR biologist Darren DuBois. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.